नासत्यदस्य परमस्य नासे ग्रणेश गंधो मुखमग्निरिद्धा इन्द्रादयो बाहवा आहुरुस्रा कर्णादिशाः श्रोतं मुष्य शब्दा नासत्यदस्य परमस्य नासे ग्रणोश्च गन्धो मुखमग्निरिद्धा इन्द्रादयो बाहवाहुरुस्रा कर्णादिशा श्रोतमुष्य शब्दा नासत्यदास्र परमस्य नासे ग्रणोश्च गन्धो मुखमग्निरिद्धा इन्द्रादयो कर्णादिशा श्रोतं मुष्य शब्दा गणोश्च गन्धा मुखमग्निरिद्धा इन्द्रादयो बाहुरुस्रा कर्णो दिशा श्रोतमुष्य शब्दः नासत्यदस परमस्य नासे ग्रणोश्च गन्धो मुखमग्निरिद्धा इन्द्रादयो बाहुवरस्य माताजी Indra Adhyaya, demigods headed by the heavenly king Indra. Bahavaha, arms, Ahu are called Vishraha, the demigods, Karnao, the ears, Disha, the four directions, Shrotam, the sense of hearing, Amusha, of the Lord, Shabdaha, sound, Nashatyaha, Dasarao, the demigods, known as Ashwini Kumars, Paramasya, of Supreme, Nase, nostrils, Grahana, the sense of smell, Asya, of him, Ganda, fragrance, Mukam, the mouth, Agni, fire, Idaha, blazing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: His arms are demigods headed by Indra. The 10 directional sides are his ears. The physical sound is his sense of hearing. His nostrils are the 2 Ashwini Kumars. And material fragrance is his sense of smell. His mouth is the blazing fire. Purport. The description of the gigantic form of personality of Godhead made in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is further explained here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The description in the Bhagavad Gita 11.30 runs as follows. O Vishnu, I see you devouring all people in your blazing mouth and covering all the universe by your immeasurable rays. Searching the words, you are manifest. In that way, Srimad Bhagavatam is the postgraduate study of the student of Bhagavad Gita. Both of them are the science of student, science of Krishna, the absolute truth, and so they are interdependent. The conception of Virata Purusha, or gigantic form of Supreme Lord, is said to include all dominating demigods as well as the dominated living being. Even the minutest part of the living being is controlled by the empowered agency of the Lord. Since the demigods are included in the gigantic form of the Lord, worship the Lord whether in his gigantic material conception or his eternal transcendental form of the Lord Sri Krishna. Also appears the demigods and all other parts and parcels, as much watering the root of the tree distributes energy to all of the tree's other parts. Consequently, for materialists also, worship of the universal gigantic form of the Lord leads one to the right path. One need not risk being misled by approaching many demigods for fulfillment of different desires. The real entity is the Lord Himself, and all others are imaginary, for everything is included in Himself. Om Ajnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I seek the blessing from all of you. Hare Krishna. Actually, this Vishwarup form is taken it from 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is said to Krishna in the war field, "See, I heard so many things, so many instructions from you, Krishna. You have given me confidential spiritual subject. My illusion has been completely dispelled. But I have a desire just to see your Vishwarup. If you feel I am eligible to that, you can show me that divine form." Krishna was very happy. So he said, "Arjuna, I will show you that form. That form will eradicate everything. At present, you have some desires, and you'll have some desire for future. Everything will be completely, it will be answerable. You'll get everything. Moving, non-moving, everything will be answerable." But you can't see this in this vision. I'll award you special vision to see this form. So, behold of this mystic opulence. So, it was, it was a dangerous point actually, just to face that problem of Vishwarup. Actually, this 9:30, the sloka has been given. There, Arjuna says, "O Vishnu, I see you devouring all the people from all sides with your, that is, flaming mouth. It is blazing fire. It is all entering inside. Covering all the universe with your effulgence, you are manifest with terrible scorching rays. O Lord, who are you actually?" He's asking, "Who are you?" He knows Krishna has transformed his form to this, but he says, "Who are you?" And he's asking, "It is so fearful thing, and I'll pay obeisance to you, but and what is your mission? What you wanted to do?" Because you see, suddenly he asked it and Krishna has shown that poem. So he said, "What you wanted to do that?" So Krishna says, "The Supreme Personality of God has said, 'Time I am, my Kalhu, the great destroyer of this world. I come here to destroying everything except Pandavas. All the soldiers here, both the sides, will be slain.'" Although Arjuna was kneeling, he is my friend and Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is puzzled so much whether he is the same person, what he is showing this Vishwarup and Krishna. "Actually, what is your mission? What do you want to do? Whether you want to do war or something else, what is your mission actually?" Eventually, these brahmanas and kshatriyas, all will be devoured. All will be, they will be just like a meal for Supreme, that way. But Arjuna was not favorable for fight. In reply to that, Lord saying that, "Even if you did not fight, every one of them would be destroyed. Every one will be destroyed. In fact, they are already dead. War is not started." Vishwarupa has been saying that they are already dead. So actually he was getting more confused and powerful. But that is the law of the nature. That is the law of the Lord. So Krishna says, get up. Get up and purpose of you prepare to fight. You'll win glorious war and conquer your enemies and enjoy the flourishing kingdom. Kingdom also he gave. Flourishing kingdom you enjoy. They are already put to death by my arrangement. You are Savyasachi. Because Savyasachi is who can shoot the arrows expertly. You do that. You fight. You shoot the arrows. But all the work I am doing it. Just become an instrument. That is nimitta matra. You are doing that drama of fighting, but I have already done that job. So you are not to get confused. While world is moving according to the plan of Supreme Personality of Godhead, foolish people without some knowledge, they think it is accidentally taking place. No. Everything is systematically done by Lord's arrangement. It is not an accidental formation. It's systematically done. Anyone who can understand the plan of Supreme Lord, cultivate Krishna consciousness, is most intelligent. There is, again it comes. Intelligence is that. Krishna consciousness. Arjuna was refusing initial state to fight. But Krishna says, according to the planning of the Supreme Lord, if you fight, you will be happy. That's all. According to my plan, you have to do it. Even though Krishna is not using any weapon. Shastrastra dharan nahi kar raha, but like that only he killed all the people. So you have to just listen me. You have to listen me, and you have taken the shelter of me, and you have surrendered. You said, I'm considering you not as a friend, I'm considering you as a guru. So you have to consider this as a guru, whatever I am saying. That the fully Krishna conscious life is devoted, and that is the transcendental service. He has to perfect the life. Arjuna has to perfect. This is Drona, Bhishma, Jarasandha, Karna, even other warriors, they already been destroyed. They already destroyed. Now you get up, therefore you kill them. Don't disturb. Simply fight and you will be vanquished. Every enemy is in battle. You do the drama of fighting safely. Arjuna said, O master of senses, Rishikesha, by hearing your name itself, we feel so happy, joyful. Everyone feels happy. But the demons are fleeing here and there. But you tell me, what rightly I have to do? What is the thing I have to do? So, great one. So, you are greater than Brahma even. And your original creator, Ananta, Devesha, Jagannivasa, you are the cause of all causes. He was saying everything. You are everything. You are the original personality of Godhead. You are all that knowable. Limitless one. Whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you. You are the great grandfather. Thus, I offer my respectful obeisances 1,000 times to you. And many sides, again and again, all the sides. Because the universe is so big, you are standing in one side and you have to give that. But she said, thinking of my friend, I just rashly addressed you so many times. Oh Krishna, oh Yadava, oh my friend. Not knowing your glories. But he understood the glories of Krishna by seeing this. That, please forgive me whatever may I have done, the offenses, the madness, and in love I did it. I have dishonored you many times. Oh, infallible Achyuta, please excuse me for all the offenses for me. Seeing the universal form, I have never seen before, Krishna Arjuna said, never seen before. But I am gladdened. But at the same time, my mind is disturbed now. With fear, I am fearful. Please. So, reveal again your form, original form, enough. Arjuna was so fearful, he could not see that, more than that. I'll ready to do anything for you. Please do that. Your universal form, your thousand hand, shoulders, armed one. I wish to see your four-handed Chaturbhuj form and with the helmet head and with club wheel and conch shell, lotus flower. Then you can show me your original form. So he was explaining that. But Krishna is ready because he understood. He is so confused, so much confused. So he said, this form nobody has seen up to now. Neither a person who has studied Vedas and persons who are performing sacrifices, nor charity, the pious activities cannot see this form in this material one. So that's why Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Krishna gives that Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Only by devotion you can have this. That's all. Actually, this Virat Roop, he has shown two times. One time when he had been to Hastinapur. Before the war, Krishna had been to Hastinapur as a peacemaker, Shanti Dut. Lord has put up his proposal to Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra and all. Said half the kingdom should be given to Pandavas. How? Yes. Duryodhana negatived it. No, not giving. Then finally he said, last I ask you, at least for five Pandavas, give five villages. Just five villages. There will not be any complication. But this Duryodhana, Ahankari, he said, regarding land, I cannot even give a needle tip of land for them. If they want it, they should fight and take it from us. How much powerfully he was showing that. So, then, in fact, he wanted to arrest Krishna. That time, Krishna shown this part of the Vishwarup. And only few fortunate people could see that. Bhishma, Drona, and some very few people. That time even Sanjay could see that. And that time Sanjay was telling to Dhritarashtra, you see, that Vishwarup form, a beautiful form is that. Krishna is showing that divine form. So, please. So, Dhritarashtra is praying to Krishna, I am a blind man. Krishna, please. Please show me this. Please have mercy upon me. So, Krishna is merciful. He is showing that because he is a born blind, if one time he has seen that Vishwarupa of Krishna, and that was such a mercy, he got it. He has not seen anyone, his wife, his children, nobody has seen. But he has seen directly Krishna, Vishwarupa. Such a fortunate person. But what happened? Even after seeing that darshan, Unfortunately, Dhritarashtra is not transformed, not changed. War was decided. And second time he has seen at the time of this Vishwarup at the war field. Sanjay was explaining. He is showing that all our heroes are going inside the blazing fire of his mouth. So this is completely gone. Everybody is defeated, Sanjay is saying. It was in 11th chapter. But he had time up to 18th chapter. He could have negotiated it and he could have stopped the war. He was just dreaming. It is dreaming. It is all Indrajala. Krishna is not doing anything like that. He is fully depending upon his soldiers. We had 11 Akshayanis. Pandavas have got 7 Akshayanis. What they can do? Krishna is not even taking Shastrastra. He is not fighting. Or Bhishma is there. Ichchamarani. What are these people here? This is an highest illusion here. Highest illusion. Seeing the Lord, actually seeing the Lord. Some person was asking Prabhupada, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes, I have seen Krishna. From childhood downwards, I have seen Krishna. But can you show me Krishna? Prabhupada said, what you will do by seeing Krishna? What you will do? You should have the surrendering nature. Only that can. And once if you see Krishna, once you have his darshan, there should not be any material desire. That is the power of the darshan. Otherwise you are just seen like that, you know, nothing effect. No effect at all. Even Kirshore Gopinath, this is 1994, I think. Maharaj took us to this place, Remuna, and Maharaj arranged some darshan, nice darshan. We had some kheer and all those things. Very nice, happily. Then Maharaj said, here's many acharyas have come. Nityan Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many acharyas have come here. And they all fainted by seeing Gopinath. But here nobody's fainted here. What is the reason? So he was asking the question to all the people. The people could not give answer. And Maharaj himself has given it. You know what we say to Gopinath? Gopinath, we are here for 5-10 minutes with you. Then our route is different. Our path is different. Your path is different. We don't have any agenda like yours. Then how can you faint? You should have the same agenda of Lord. You have some different agendas, different path. 10 minutes ka baad gaadi pakadna hai, bas, ho gaya, come. No. Krishna, you can't see that. You should have the same agenda. Prabhupada saying, you should have the same agenda. Surrender means that. You should have the same agenda. Bhuktaram yajnatapasam sarvaloka maheshwara. Suradam sarva bhutanam jnatomam shanti mrityam. He is the enjoyer. He is the preparator. He is residing with all of the heart. Even the Vishwarup, you can see that whatever you speak, it will be heard. He is there in that form. We think that nobody is hearing. God is hearing everything. Everything is noted down. He is such a powerful thing. Because the one from Chaitanya this Jagannath Puri, I wanted to take one pastime for that. See, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime of Jagannath Puri. Sarvam Bhattacharya realized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead. So he used to serve him a lot. And he was calling him for lunch prasadam. In 30 days he should come. 1 month. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what a type of sannyasi I am. No, I can't come that. I can come about hardly 5 days in a month. Decided. So, Sarvam Bhattacharya arranged, very happily arranged some lunch prasadam for Lord. So, but he was got worried because his son-in-law Amogha is a very uncultured person. He criticized the person when he takes prasadam. That is his habit. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, if he criticizes, so he was guarding for Amogha. The opulent prasad was prepared by Sati's mother, and she was the best cook. She was prepared very nice prasad, very good quality, very good quantity also. And they had started serving prasadam for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have prepared very nice thing. They have started. Suddenly Amogha entered. So to the prasadam hall. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking prasadam. You are sannyasi taking so much prasadam. At least 10 people can have so much prasadam you are having. He started criticizing. So Bhattacharya took a stick and he was just chasing and he was running. And seeing this situation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was laughing. And he said, and Bhattacharya was saying, let this Amogha die and my daughter may become widow. That's a good thing. He's a very offensive person to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whatever Amogha was said, correct. Because sannyasi is not supposed to have so much prasadam. He's right. But he said, I'm very sorry. He has done an offensive thing. Folded hand. Bhattacharya has said. Amogha ran to his house. He has gone back to his house. And immediately after that, Amogha felt sick. He was suffering from cholera. But Gopinath Acharya gave this message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rushed there. He rushed and he caught him, he blessed him, he asked him to chant the Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He touched him. Amogha, he fell in the feet of fell the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was asking forgiveness. I'm extremely sorry. Please forgive me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Never do mistakes in future. Never do it. Yeah, he's agreed. Is it? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself convinced him. He told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he told him, you please go and meet him, bless him and forgive him. He is a Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He is a Vaishnava. He is equivalent to your son. He has become devotee of the Lord. With this incident, we can see the humility of the Lord. And Supreme Personality of Godhead, how merciful for living entity. How merciful he was. Because the deeper a person considers, deeper he is externally if does it, Krishna and I'll forgive. Deeper is gone. There is no other way. That time Krishna forgives. As the same way, Arjuna surrenders as a guru and he shows that this form of different forms. He was so worried. Then he said, the killing matter is over. What I can do now? Killing matter is over. I have to just become an instrument for that. Nimitta matra. He's already done the job. Because remaining as a chariot driver, Krishna had that, he had that power and surety, and he can distort these people. Otherwise, how can he go just as a chariot driver? He's not only a chariot driver. He's a destroyer of everything. What chariot driver? So he understood that he started moving his arrows and all. And second thing, the same thing is that even Baladeva Bhattacharya's one story, that he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Jarikanda forest. There, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he could see that tigers, deers, they're all dancing together, hugging each other. Such a changes of thing. And this Balabhadra Bhattacharya saw that. He was the witness. Krishna is there. He has made everything separate. He can do any change. And he came with them. And when he came to Vrindavan, you know, there was a rumor that Kalya Mardhan is going on. Krishna is playing Kalya Mardhan. So, that one or two days the things are going on. Some people are saying. So, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was asking Chaitanya, shall I go to see Krishna? And he gives a slap for him. Nice slap. And makes him to wait. Then finally they understood that it was a fisherman. They are putting with the torchlight, they are doing that fishing. And they are saying it was Kalya Mardhan is going on. So this is that. We should have the faith. Even Krishna is there with you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there with this. There is no change. The difference of consciousness. And 100% Krishna consciousness is not there. Then there can't be a change at all. There can't be change. Actually, one story I wanted to tell you that that's it. Chaturvedis. That Prabhupada met Chaturvedis. Four people have come. We did Vedabhyas for 15 years and this. Prabhupada said, yeah, so much. Yeah. So Prabhupada said, can you give me one answer? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You have studied all Vedas and all. So they said, you know, Rig Veda, there is the nature is said as a God, the earth is there. So they could not give the answer. Supreme Personality. That time the one Gurukul boy was there. Prabhupada called him and he was saying, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Well, I said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gave some prasadam and sent him back. So this boy, about 6-7 years, hardly he had learnt anything. He knows who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are 15-20 years you have wasted your Chaturveda and you don't know who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the connection. And one more thing. See, actually it has happened. The story has happened. The one is Adhamar Math Swamiji in Udupi. And other one is Palimar Math Swami. Adhamar Math Swamiji is Vishwapriya. Palimar Math Vidyadisha. They were thought of going to Jagannath Puri. They have traveled nicely. And from flight they took a separate car from there. Then one car was going, other car, both were sitting in the car and they were discussing. In that car, they were discussing such a way. See, we go to Tirupati, Venkatramana, Balaji, it's so beautiful. He's dressed in such a beautiful ornament, such a nice thing. What is surprise beauty we can see. The same way Udipi Krishna, he is so beautiful. Balakrishna is so beautiful. But Jagannath, we don't understand what, there's no proper face and no, nothing is there. As soon as they were saying that, both car got accident. Immediately when we are talking that, tack, really, really rushed and dashed each other. The Swamiji was saying, when we are talking anything negative, that also you can hear, na Lord? That also you can hear. Agar hum stuti karte to bhi kam se kam kitna bala ho jata tha. What a great wonderful. So, they were feeling so much. But they have gone to Jagannath Puri. Unfortunately, that Snana Yatra has got over. There was no darshan for them. There they were saying, see Lord, you are hearing it from any place. Your Vishwarupa darshan is everywhere. You could hear everything. We thought you are not hearing, you are hearing everything. Same thing we could have done, appreciation, some stuti. You would have been so happy. At least you could have been given as darshan. We are so sorry. This is exactly that. Swamiji has told the story for that. So this is that thing. It is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot see that, but darshan is, you can hear it everywhere. Everywhere. That's why people are saying, we should have Vishwarup deities. And Prabhupada said, how can you make such a Vishwarup? And how can you put a dressing also? You can't dress it. You can't dress it. Because Krishna's form can be changed at any time. He can do anything. Vishwarup, an example, has given. And Arjuna was hesitating to fight. And he has given the answer to Arjuna. Everything I have made, everyone I have destroyed, you have not to do, you have to nimitta matra. So, you just fight. Take that thing, you fight, Savyasachi. That is the way Krishna has arranged. And that, with this we can understand one thing. It is a word of universe. If you speak anything, it will affect. It will universal form will understand that. That's why if anything you speak, it should have a meaning. And otherwise, if it is negative, it will be worse result. Universal form is there. It is a word of the universe. Whatever is coming out from your mouth. We are glorifying the Lord, we are arranging, reciting certain mantras, that will effect. And it is effecting so much. And how deep it is effecting? The result is how much surrender you did. 100% effect is there. If you have something, just speak, that is word of the universe, it will effect. It will have a reaction. So, we have to understand this. The deity form, there also people, Lord can hear. And Vishwarup, even there also, Lord can hear anywhere. It says some beautiful sceneries, beautiful things. See, that rain, sun, rain, sun, there are so many beautiful air, oxygen, everything is given. Krishna is not writing on that. Pejavar Swamiji is saying, it's not made by Krishna. He's not giving anything. Whatever is useful thing he is giving. You can't see that. Everything is given. Even foodstuff, everything is provided by Krishna. We are giving the expenses for that. But oxygen, we are getting it. This is all sent by Supreme Lord. All Vishwarup giving. Suppose somewhere you have to, he have to finish that. That area is completely flooded and finished. Yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of people can be finished. Devour all the people immediately. It is the protection. Krishna is doing it all the time. 24 hours. So, our job is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and protect ourselves. If it is not a bodily concept, it should be conscious of soul, soul conception. Soul conception should be there. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. The body is going to vanish. So, every time we have to understand this, that is why Sukadeva Goswami is giving all round lecture about how Vishwarup is affecting all the parts, all the things. And here it is seven. Even demigods are not to be worshipped. You have to worship the Supreme Lord alone. And for some purpose people are going for that. That is not perfect. The perfect is 100% Krishna conscious. That is perfect. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's time up. Anybody has got any question? Vishwarup can give all the answers for the questions. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Ha, ha, ha.